is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn, outside a Manhattan courthouse today. Supporters of Luigi Mangione, the suspect accused in the death of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, chanted "Free Luigi" while inside.
Luigi Mangione entered court with his hands and feet shackled. He was wearing a maroon sweater over a white collared shirt and khaki pants. He leaned forward and said "not guilty" into a microphone when the judge asked him to enter his plea. But, says legal analyst Laurie Levinson,
"No, it's not impossible, although there's no indication that Mangione could end up pleading guilty down the road, but it wouldn't happen at this stage, and his lawyer has said that he will fight these charges."
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Health Ethics Committee released a report detailing explicit sexual misconduct and drug use by former Florida Representative Matt Gaetz while he was in Congress. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says he tried unsuccessfully to stop the release of the report.
If you look at the allegations here, it looks like, at least for the statutory rape allegations, that the statute of limitations may have already run in Florida.
Gaetz was President-elect Trump's first choice to be attorney general, but withdrew himself from consideration after facing backlash over the allegations. President Biden has commuted the sentences of almost all the federal death row inmates. Robin Marr is with the Death Penalty Info Center in Washington, D.C.
Nearly half of the men on the federal death row were people of color, and 40% of them are black men. So this was a decision, really, that favored racial justice and fairness.
Those with commuted sentences will now serve life without the possibility of parole. Well, it is the most wonderful time of the year if you have the patience to deal with the more than 119 million people trying to get to their holiday destinations. Megan Spurl is with Condé Nast.
The best thing you can do is just try and think about when everyone else is going to be traveling, right? Try to avoid the times that everyone else is going to be on the road or heading to the airport. Allow extra time and have a plan B.
According to AAA, most people, about 90%, will drive to their festivities, but TSA expects nearly 40 million will fly. And remember, there are certain things you can't fly with. A passenger at LAX tried to board a flight recently with a bag filled with prohibited items. TSA shared a pic on social media of the carry-on that belonged to a woman traveling to Philadelphia. It contained 82 consumer-grade fireworks, two replica firearms, three knives, and a canister of pepper spray. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. On one of the busiest travel days of the year, there's a winter weather advisory. The notice from the National Weather Service is about the potential of icy roads. It goes through 6 tonight. Forecasters say a light glaze of ice could create hazardous conditions. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Microsoft has temporarily paused construction on portions of its massive data center campus in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. The project involves more than $3 billion in investment and the promise of over 2,500 construction jobs. A 45-year-old man was arrested following a brief chase in Racine Saturday. It ended with a crash in an alley near 13th Street and Dean Avenue. The situation started with a traffic stop, spanned less than a mile, and ended with the suspect hitting a telephone pole in a garage. No injuries were reported. And the Racine Zoo has welcomed Missy to the family. She's a 28-year-old two-toed sloth coming to Racine from a zoo in Cleveland. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Pack is back on Monday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Saints tonight at Lambeau Field. Green Bay headed to the playoffs again with a win. Head coach Matt LaFleur giving credit to GM Brian Gutekunst.
Goody's done an outstanding job. He probably doesn't get enough credit for just the job that he's done building our roster. And you really want to get guys in here that love to compete, that love the process, that love the game of football, because ultimately, when you get the right people, you got the best chance for them to realize their their potential.
A recap on the game coming up later tonight. And the Packers have learned that their next game, Sunday in Minnesota against the Vikings, has been flexed from noon to a 3:25 p.m. start. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Forward Stephen Krall on how the Badgers beat Butler and now Detroit after losing three in a row.
The coaches do a great job of getting us prepared and kind of telling us what's going to be open and hopefully can keep that going into Big Ten play.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Krall. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Be careful driving out there. Some slick and slippery icy spots are possible as a chance of freezing drizzle, snow, and regular rain rolls in. High temperatures will climb above freezing to the upper 30s today and fall below freezing tonight. So anything wet will become ice. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I just love the generosity this time of year. This was very nice. Somebody left a fruitcake outside the studio for us. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Seven more and the foundation for our new garage will be complete.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Just a little bit.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing all right. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And let's see. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve already.
It is already.
This season has flown by.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, you're working tomorrow, yes?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'll be gathering news and keeping the area abreast of what's going on now, Santa prepares his big journey. Yes.
You get up pretty darn early in the morning. Does that mean
pretty darn early?
Do you stay up and watch the Packer game tonight or no?
Yeah, yeah. I'll fight my way through it. Yeah.
All right. I almost consider it a must win.
Yeah, it's just best just to go win. I mean, there's a lot of talk about it, what placement you want in the playoffs. You want to be right. This team, or you want to? No, just win, baby.
They got to play the Vikings next week, so
just win.
By the way, do you want to recant what you previously said? You said the Vikings are going to fall apart, and there's only two games left. And
oh no! When it happens, it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, but you know what? They're 13-2.
Yeah,
and even if they lose to the Packers and to the Lions, they're still 13-4 on the season. That's not collapsing.
Well, we still have the playoffs to get through, Kurt. It's going to be spectacular, and I'm going to stand by my statement.
So it's not like they have to have a massive downward spiral. It's just when they lose, it's going to be in spectacular fashion. Is that what you're saying?
Suffering is what we're looking for. I mean, that's maybe not the right way to put it, but you know, in sports terms, you want your opponent to have a not just a defeat, Kurt. You want it to be
embarrassing,
yeah. And rough and tear inducing and all of that fun stuff. Yes.
All right. Well, before we get to the Vikings, we got to get to the Saints. That's tonight. Pregame at 5, kickoff just after 7 tonight. You can hear it with Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron. This is going to be a good one. I mean, we got to win tonight. We got to play hard against the Vikings next week. And then I think it's the Bears to round it out, isn't it?
It is. And I just remind folks that if you don't, you're not going to join us on the radio and you're doing the TV thing, join us after the game. The most comprehensive post-game show you're going to find anywhere.
All right.
Good morning. That runs for a couple hours post-game.
All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles, Packers tonight on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
At Spanky Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call a Net today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Old Spice Swagger Holiday Pack, perfect for a gift to treat yourself. 24/7 holiday freshness with daily use can smell your bestest. I'm gonna be smelling great all season. Old Spice scents just can't be beaten. Chock full of value, saving that green. Got the essentials needed to feel clean. Deodorant, hair, body wash, and spray. Celebrate your holiday the Old Spice way.
Ho, 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 ho.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. French I took. Yeah, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Sam Cooke, Wonderful World on WRJN. Well, I guess it's a good thing we got some snow last week. It's the only reason we're going to have a white Christmas. We are looking for a cloudy sky tonight, a low of 31. Christmas Eve day, mostly cloudy, a high of 37. And then Christmas Day, cloudy and 39. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Burl Ives on WRJN.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Merry Christmas.
from WRJN.
Station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a winter weather advisory today. The National Weather Service is warning of icy conditions through 6 tonight. Forecasters are talking about a potential glaze of ice that could coat the area, making roads awful. People are advised to expect a slower commute and to be cautious. Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center complex in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft's plans. And the newest resident at the Racine Zoo is a little slow. The zoo has welcomed a two-toed sloth to its animal family. 28-year-old Missy comes to Racine from the Cleveland Zoo. Missy is in her new exhibit at the zoo's Vanishing Kingdom. People can find her on the south side of that building near the Tamarins. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Be careful driving out there. Some slick and slippery, icy spots are possible as a chance of freezing drizzle, snow, and regular rain rolls in. High temperatures will climb above freezing to the upper 30s today and fall below freezing tonight. So anything wet will become ice. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 38.
WRJN. they've seen, baby, since we've been together. Ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be to see.